Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers coming to you from a post-ski slope. The most amazing day at Timberline Lodge in Oregon. I think it was 52, 53 degrees, and 383 inches of snow have fallen on Mount Hood so far this winter. And youngest daughter and Korean foreign exchange student and myself got to tear it up on the slopes. And as a half-century old person, I can only do that because of Nikan and because of items like the grounding pad, grounding blanket, grounding, whatever you want to call it. Someone called it the grounder to me yesterday when I followed up with a customer while on the slope. He actually called me and said, Vance, I have a question for you. And I said, what's that, Gary? And he said, my blood pressure is dropping. And he said, and so is my wife. Marge said, this is the lowest hers has been in as long as she can remember. Is that normal? Is that supposed to happen? And I said, well, you used the word. I would say it's this product, the Kinko Ground, and any of the other Nikan products will help the body normalize itself. There's no healing. There's nothing magical in these products. They just help the body do what it should do. And I thought that was kind of fun. Here's somebody who has been on blood pressure medication saying that it was helping it normalize it. Not making a medical claim at all. Just saying it was helping to bring it into check. Bill Cottle, you and I apparently have known each other for quite some time, and my memory didn't remember that when we got reconnected a few weeks ago.
That's okay, Vance. We have something called clarity.
We do. And what I was so impressed with you is that I'd heard, and I want you to share your... how you were introduced to Nikan, but for me, I think the crazy factor about you really took center stage when I'd heard through the grapevine that a few months ago you were so excited in the anticipation of this product, this grounding mat, and this earthing device, that you did your own little experiment. So let's start by sharing with people what you did instead of just thinking, hey, I'll wait for it to arrive. You went in a little extreme.
Thanks, Vance. Well, thank you for having me on the call. I'm honored and I appreciate the opportunity to share. You asked my brief history. So very briefly, I've been affiliated with Nikan since 1999 when I was in the final stages of writing my doctoral dissertation. And I was introduced to this new technology, which allowed me to finish that process. I've often described to as an overnight miracle. And so I had been sleeping in a cocoon of the Earth's magnetic, the sun's energy and the atmosphere's energy for all these 19 years. And so, you know, generally speaking, I thought I was getting good, you know, well-rounded sleep. But that's 19 years, you know, ago. I'm now 72. And so my body has gone through some metamorphosis and the changes are not all good. So what happened was that I was not in Toronto, but when I heard about the Kinko Ground being released, I started, because of my background in education and being very analytical, I started doing a deep dive to find out what's going on with this concept of earthing, which I really had heard of, but, you know, it was like, I'm in the 60s, I grew up in the Bay Area, so, I mean, yeah, I understand, you know, the hippie type of concept of rocking around barefoot, but that wasn't really what I needed to know. And so I did. I started diving into it and following what the rest of the consultants around the country were learning and saying. And as a result of that, I decided I needed to get up to speed quickly. And since the pads were supposed to be available at different times, we were going to get them, and it kept getting delayed. And we had a big event in Boise on December 1st. We were going to, quote-unquote, launch the Kinko Ground. And I didn't know what it was all about, and it didn't look like I was going to get one. So we had a football game. Boise State University is an amazing football team on the blue turf, and I decided that I was going to experiment during the second half of the game. It was dark outside. I think it was about 38 degrees, and I decided that I was going to, you know, put it to the test. So I took off my shoes and socks, and I went out and stood on the ground with my winter parka on and on the grass, and I kind of thought I was crazy, and everybody else now that hears the story knows I was crazy, but the amazing thing was, within about a minute or two, my feet were warm. And I thought, this does not make sense. And that night, I slept, and because of my age and moving up through that experience, I would typically get up 3 to 4 times during the night to go to the bathroom. 15 to 20 minutes grounding, and that night I slept all night long. So that got my attention. So I continued then to eagerly anticipate the arrival of Kinko Grounds. And then, fortunately, the sequence of events was that December 1st was our launch day. And I had already had a campaign going where I was inviting a lot of people that were customers and consultants to come to that event. And one of the stories, Vance, that I always tell my team is be sure that you pay attention to what NECAN's doing, because if you're in all-out massive action, then you get rewarded. And lo and behold, on December 1st, they offered us the opportunity to let some folks enroll and save the $99 or get 99 reward points. And we had one consultant that was at the event that took advantage of that and ordered a Kinko Ground right then. I had two others that when I sent emails out to the people that had been hearing me communicate about the Kinko Ground, do the same thing. And so we didn't have a Kinko Ground, as most of you know, on December 1st, but it arrived on December 8th. And so in addition to my experience and experiences with grounding on my own, I discovered that when the Kinko Ground did arrive, that all of a sudden my world went in a completely different direction, and all of that being very positive. I have an app on my phone that's called the Snore Lab. My wife tells me that I snore. It's true. But amazingly, I've documented that I do not snore as much. In fact, now, this stage of the game, there's nights when I don't snore at all, and this little app will tell me that. So anyway, there in a nutshell is how I came up to speed on grounding. And then the other thing I think you wanted me to share was movie night. So moving forward.
Bill, before we jump into the movie night, because I think this is a catalyst, a tool, if we can call it that, that if any, I don't care what industry you're in, what profession you're in, what hobby you're in for that matter, or even enjoying the benefits of your home, there's always things that make kitchen gadgets. What is the company? Pampered Chef. This is a network marketing company that is owned by Warren Buffett, and it simply develops tools and gadgets to enhance the experience of cooking or baking in your kitchen. And you're thinking, well, why do I need better tools? Well, it's just a sharp knife is better than a dull knife. I mean, last time I checked, anyways. But so before we jump into that tool, the movie, I want to go back to something you said about, because so many things that you just shared, and again, we don't make medical claims on any products that NECAN produces or allows us to benefit from, which is this technology that's out in the earth, that God gave us in the earth, or Mother Nature, whoever you want to give credit to, doesn't matter to me. So all these technologies are out there. NECAN has just figured out ways or discovered companies that have brought them into our home. So we don't, pardon my directness, Bill, but we don't have to be as crazy as going standing out in the rain and with our bare feet, because that, to a lot of people, that seems a little bit nuts. And yet, it's one of those facts of life that cultures around the globe have been doing this for generations, and tapping into the Earth's energy by just making direct contact with it. And there's some great benefits from it. A lot of these benefits are shown in the documentary that's called The Grounded, THEGROUNDED. How did you come across that documentary, Bill?
As a part of the research that I was doing, and again, listening to calls with other NECAN consultants around the country, we learned about that. I actually discovered it and purchased a DVD early on, even before we got the product, so I wanted to find out as much as I possibly could, as quickly as I could. And so,
I just ordered ours last night. I don't know why I waited as long as I did. But on Amazon, yeah, there's several copies available. I think mine was $15 plus $3 shipping. And because it's you can get it on YouTube, though. You don't have to wait for the DVD to arrive. Go on YouTube, type in The Grounded. It's 1 hour and 4 minutes long. I shared it with, as a matter of fact, this customer that I was mentioning, my friend Gary. And I said, have you watched it? And I literally, while I'm skiing on the slope, pulled it from an email that I'd sent yesterday, sent it to him. Right at 1 hour and 5 minutes later, he texted me back and said, I just watched it. Marge watched it with me. Wow. Now we understand.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's the idea, Vance, is that we don't know what we don't know until something introduces us to a new concept. And once we can wrap our head around it and understand the benefits of something called earthing, it's common sense. As you said, whether you believe in the great creator or not, I mean, the earth is what we are all born onto, and it's Mother Earth that gives us the energy that we need. And that's what's going on.
And the validation that's in this tool, in this movie, if you watch it and you walk away, if you're one of those analytical types and you say, yeah, I just don't believe it. Okay, that's fine. You may not believe in death and taxes, but they're real as well.
They sure are.
They are. There are. In the validation of the people like the astronauts, like the doctors, like the medical community that are putting their name on this and saying, yeah, it's a real thing. So, the movie night. You did this a few weeks ago. What were the numbers and what brought you to doing this? I mean, why would you invite a bunch of people over to your home and sit and watch a movie when they can go find it on YouTube, like we just referenced?
Great question. I think the thing that's important in the context of the story is to understand that I didn't really just start with the movie night. So carrying forward from the December 1st event, where I started to get our customers and consultants focused on a concept called earthing, then I continued between December 1st and January 25th, we wanted to blow through the holidays and not try to get a movie night when we were competing with other family activities. And so we just arbitrarily set January 25th as the day that was going to be the best for me to have what's called a movie night. So on January the 7th, I texted 100 folks that are on my local list and told them to mark your calendars for this date, Grounded. You won't want to miss it. And more information to follow. And then on January the 14th, I sent out the first of the campaign of emails, but some of it was a replay of what I had been sharing with folks during the month of December about grounding. So NECAN had 2 active wellness blog posts in October, and so I copied those and made them a Word document with links to my personal webpage, and sent that out, and then started to say to them, here's the detail on when, where, and why you want to come to this movie night called The Grounded. And so as I continued then, that was the first email campaign. I sent another email campaign a week later, and then the week of, I started phoning folks and, you know, confirming. I had people confirming and RSVPing regrets during all of that. But of those 100 people, I had 24 that had committed to come to the movie night. And that night, 18 showed up. And of those 18, there were only five consultants. Some of these people, of course, I had never met, because one lady that on December 1st, when I told her about the opportunity to get a Kinko ground, she just thought it sight unseen. And so she brought 3 people. And so those were 3 new folks that I had never met. And there were others that likewise that brought, my customers that brought a guest. So we had a good evening. Basically, I started them out with a little demonstration of how the pad worked. I found out in that process that one of the consultants, Crossline, was using her pad upside down. And that was an aha teaching moment for the professor to be able to say, well, I don't know if it grounds through the bottom. Let's test it. And we test it, and it doesn't work through the bottom. So everybody was using them correctly. I made sure everybody drank a glass of pie water. It's not an option. And so we had everybody drinking water. One lady during the middle of the movie got up and got another glass of water. And later, if we have time, I don't know how long this call goes, Vance, we'll tell her story. But anyway, so 85 minutes later, I stand up and I just ask if anybody had any experiences with the Kinko ground. And, of course, I gave the disclaimer and said, you know, we don't make medical claims, but what have you observed? And one gentleman raised his hand and said, you know, I used to have some challenges with my wrist, and I haven't been able to snap my fingers. And he snapped his fingers, and I go, wow. And then I snapped my fingers, and I go, wow, I don't believe I've been snapping my fingers for the last 10 years either.
And, so, Bill, snapping fingers, why is that such a big deal?
Because when you get the age I'm at, your joints don't work like they do at your age.
Okay, I wanted people to understand that, because some of us don't even think that's such a big deal, but then we forget that the key word here that we hear over and over, you'll hear it on the documentary, it's in the book called Earthing, people have been talking about inflammation. Roger Drummer, Nikan's premier nutritionist, herbalist, that was with the company for almost 2 decades, I think, maybe more. He talks about inflammation all the time, but we never really thought about it, at least I never did, until you get introduced to a product like this. So people are snapping fingers in your living room, and other stories?
Yeah, so Laura, that was a guest of one of my customers, got up in the middle of the movie and went and got another glass of water, and a couple of days later she came over to buy the remaining pad that I had and shared with me that she had experienced a warm tingling in her hand that was unusual for her. And so I thought, wow, that's pretty exciting. She wanted to know if that was normal. And, of course, being new to this ourselves, we're all saying everything that we discover is normal. It's normal for her that she doesn't have that sensation before she grounds, and then when she grounds, she does. So, again, what we do know is that when you put the body in an environment that is beneficial or positive, the body responds in a positive way. And so, anyway, it's been fun to watch what's happened. The one gal that brought the three guests, wound up calling me in February, I think it was February 11th, and said, you know, I'm really having great response with this Kinko ground. She said, was it cost to upgrade and become a consultant? And I told her, and she signed up. And as of yesterday, when she brought back the DVD, she has sold 5 Kinko grounds since November 11th.
And are these people all using the documentary to introduce to people, or are they just simply sharing their story and the excitement of what they've experienced?
Well, Lucy borrowed the DVD. And so I don't have an answer to that question yet. I don't know. But across the country, the folks that I'm working with, many of them are using the video. The one that I'm encouraging everybody to do for sure is the 15-minute version that is called The Science of Grounding, that talks about Mr. Ober and the other doctors that got involved. It gives the science behind earthing, so we don't have to do that and take time to do that when we're showing the movie or when we're doing a wellness preview.
And I think that's, yeah, exactly. That's crucial because, oh my goodness, there's so many different analogies that come to mind, but utilizing something as a reference point rather than us having to be the toolbox, be
exactly
the expert, because some people aren't going to believe us regardless. They're going to give us that look. My father and my brother, both my brothers actually are really good at that look. You know, that raised eyebrow, that kind of...
Or rolling the eyes. You get rolled eyes.
Because it just seems so far-fetched.
Yeah.
In our...
Doot-doot-doot-doot.
Yeah, exactly.
Or woo-woo-woo-woo.
Yeah, exactly. Or hocus-pocus, or new-agey. We can call it, you know, and I feel for the people in the great state of Missouri, you know, the show me state, because they really, really don't understand. So again, the documentary is called The Grounded. And I'm not going to go into sharing everything because I don't know where the follow-up is, but I talked with one of our consultants yesterday, Larry Hafner. He and I decided on a whim, I think it was 2 weeks ago, let's just do this. Let's pick a date. Let's take the Ruth Williams approach, ready, fire, aim. Okay? Don't worry about the aiming so much. Just go for it. And we had, what were the numbers? I think it was 11 that showed up in total. And variety of backgrounds. Some of these were customers. I'm looking around the room in my mind's eye. I don't think, one couple were consultants. And they have the Kinko ground, but they're not even really using it. And so they don't know. But the caveat is, Larry told me last night that both two of his customers, actually one's a customer underneath my folks, I just realized that, they both ordered it because of watching it. Did you do, and Bill, you may have said this, and I might have missed it, afterwards, during the movie, you had people using it. Did you do an energy test afterwards?
Yes and no. Afterwards, I opened it up and just said, who has questions, who had observations? We had three stories told. And then I said, are there any questions? And obviously they're going to say, how does all this stuff work? the simplest thing for me to do was to take, there was a brand new consultant that had never done a magnetic insole test. And so we basically just went that direction to show that what's good for the body is instantly recognized by the body. And then the one gal that brought three, she's into muscle testing by interlocking your fingers, your both hands, you know, the index finger and the thumb. And so she just briefly talked about that and did a quick demo on the ground. And so we did do a little of that as we answered questions. But now, mind you, they've been there for better than an hour and a half. Excuse me. And so I was sensitive, and I dismissed anybody that needed to leave to go, and nobody left. And so then we continued to demonstrate the demonstrations and answer questions. So it got a lot of excitement and curiosity going. I left them with handouts. They had the handout from I create from the NECAN website. I just copied all of the content, pasted, and put the photo, and just make a handout of the personal webpage that has all of the politically correct information. I did, by the way, read to them the disclaimer on the back to make sure everybody knew what they could or could not do with the product. Excuse me, I'm going to grab a drink of water.
Yeah, and I think the also the importance of that is we don't have to say that all the stories on the documentary or other stories that they're going to hear about a grounding or an earthing pad or products, that doesn't mean we're saying that NECAN's Kinko Ground is going to do all that. Maybe it might do more, but we're not. NECAN has always been very, very careful about not making any medical claims. And I think that's very, very important to remember that, yes, as we all know, that facts tell. Facts present the information, but it's stories that sell. It's the excitement when somebody says, like Ron Clark. You know, I've dealt with arthritis for so many years. That's his story. He's not saying that the Kinko ground healed him overnight, although that was the result, but because the arthritis is still in his body. But the symptoms, the feelings of it, you know, I love waking up as I have the past couple mornings, and doing what I put my body through, whether it's on the ski slopes or in my day-to-day activities, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, or trying to keep up with a 9-year-old who's got more energy than 15 people rolled together, is that I can sleep on this, or I can put my bare naked feet on it. Bill, have you found that it's best to use it skin on pads?
Absolutely. It absolutely works the best when you're touching it. And that's what I taught them that night. And all 18 people, we had 7 grounding pads. Everybody was touching a grounding pad. And, you know, some there's a debate about whether it works through clothes or not. And some clothes it will work through, others it will not. I just tell people, if you want it to work, touch it. Put your hands on it, put your feet on it, but get on it.
Yeah, and I would say the same thing. The gentleman that I sat next to, who I invited, he told me, prior to when I just called him out of the blue a few days prior to our movie night, and he said, "Vance, I'm going to come just because I want to hang out with you." And that was nice. I felt good. I really did. But we haven't been able to get together for the longest time because he has his own business, his wife has her own business, and we all have really, really active lives. But we sat at the very, very back of our living room. I literally moved the couch closer up to the TV so people could be closer. And, you know, it only took me like a half an hour or so to rearrange the furniture and set it up so it was like a mini theater. But Lee said to the group afterwards, he said, "Vance, I felt tingling." And we both had our bare feet on it. I felt nothing, but he felt tingling. That's why he asked, literally, while we were watching the documentary, he said, "Is this thing, does it produce heat?" And I said, I don't know, are you feeling heat? He said, "Yeah, I'm feeling heat." And the look on his face was priceless. When I did the energy test afterwards on him, the way that I like to do it, interlocking fingers and hands behind the back, we started on that, and of course I used the back of a chair, took my weight off the ground, and I'm supported on the chair. And then I did the same thing. I literally moved him off of the Kinko ground, did the energy test again, and he just fell over. And he's 6'2" and very solidly built, carrying a little bit of extra weight. But here's a big guy, and he just fell over backwards when I pushed down when his feet were not on the Kinko ground. And everybody saw it. They were very, very, you know, much blown away. And then one of the gals sitting to my right, she said, "Can I do that?" She immediately pulled her socks right off. There was no weight, and she wanted to get some of that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I think happens when we let the documentary do the informing. And again, former astronauts, doctors of all different types of doctors. Bill, what would you say or encourage people who, oh my goodness, because you can use this as a one-on-one and sit down and watch it with people, or you can send them the link, or you can tell them to go on YouTube. Why? And I know the answer to this because we experienced it 3 nights ago for what Larry and I saw in our guests. There's two questions that come to mind. The first one is, why is a movie experience in a group setting like this so much more powerful than just sending them the link?
The credibility. It's a documentary. It has the credibility that somebody took the time and obviously the expense to create a product that was worthy of sharing with the world. And it means I don't have to be the expert to stage on the stage. If I can have them watch that, I should say when they watch that, then that already opens up the whole arena of information they need to know for me to answer their questions. The challenge is getting them to watch it if you're not with them. So I think the movie night idea, I mean, getting into the movie night is the first half of the challenge, but getting them to look at the DVD, when Boosie brought it back yesterday, the fellow that desperately needed it and said he would watch it for a week did not. And so again,
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like going, you know, how many times have we tried to get together with a certain friend or certain couples? And we have to work so hard for people's schedules. But when the Greek word is koinonia, when we come together and we're together, then there's something happens. There's synergistic, you know, response. Here's the other
question.
Your
trailer that you put in your email that announced this call, that's a quick 2 minutes. You know, most people will do that. You can send that 2 minute text. And I think that's what you did from the slopes. I wasn't sure whether he watched the whole movie, you said. But
yeah,
even that trailer will get their attention.
Yeah, because it's a really well done documentary. I was very impressed with it. I've been to Haines, Alaska a couple times, so I know it's a real legit town. It's a real city with real people. And this was the whole, you know, how it was built around. The other question, Bill, that comes to mind is, I like the way you explained when the movie was done. You just open it up for questions rather than saying, okay, here's how you sign up, here's how you order it, give me your credit card and I'll take care of it for you. There was no power close like at a timeshare presentation or at a car dealership. you just simply open it up. How important is that just to kind of say, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, that's the way I do the business. I'm very, you know, low-key. I mean, they have the experience, and once they've had the experience, then they start asking all the questions. The one gal that bought the pad, when she came over to get it, I said, now look, you don't have any of this this special water. I said, this living water. I said, here's 2 gallons of it. Take it home, and be sure you drink this while you're experiencing your Kinko ground. And she's ready to purchase a waterfall. So, you know, it's just low-key. When they have the experience, they know that it's making a difference in the quality of their life.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most crucial things. And again, you're going to get more, our Korean exchange student, she uses the word more in front of everything. More better, more lively, and I almost said something yesterday, I thought, no, it's a translation thing. You're going to get more better results, more gooder results. Okay,
yep.
I know I'm speaking improper English to a professor, but that's the benefit of doing something like a movie night and utilizing a tool like this. And as Dennis Williams taught me years ago, we're not trying to close people when we provide information. We're trying to open them up, and that's really, this is a whole foreign technology that is still. It's still new. I asked our chiropractor, our family chiropractor, on Thursday. I looked right at her and I said, have you ever heard of grounding or earthing? And she looked right at me and said, no.
And that's the answer I get most of the time. And then you explain it and they go, oh, yeah, I guess I have heard a little bit about that. This is what you got to experience it.
Yeah, and I'm going to today look up our chiropractor's website, and I'm going to send her that trailer. And then also the documentary, and then a picture, the screenshot that I cover of the book, so she can see, because she owes it to herself and to her patients, so not to ever have to be able to answer that question again. Say, no, I never heard of it. That would be like saying, and I know this is a crazy example, but hydration, oh, I've never heard of that. Drinking, you know, half your body weight in water, I've never heard of, you know, in ounces, I've never heard of that. And that's another thing that you bring up too, Bill, that's really important. I said the same thing as people walked in. I said, hey, I made some snacks, some popcorn, and cut up some cheese, and in case you didn't eat enough for dinner. And most everybody, they went over and grabbed a bowl and filled it full of snacks. And why not? Very easy to do, but I guess I did get some drinks, but I had 2 big pitchers of, you know, water right out of the waterfall. And I looked at one gentleman, and I said, look, I prefer you drink water, and there's a reason for that, and you'll see afterwards.
Cool.
And, you know, so, anyways, Bill,
well, the
other...
devil's in the detail, Vance, and I think the thing that you need to realize is the campaign's not over. So what's next? So on March 23rd, this coming Saturday, we're having an open house called Water and Earthing Demonstration. And the flyer that I created says, what's in your water? What's under your feet? And so you just continue to call. So yesterday the texts went out, and today the email will go out that will give them this flyer, so I don't have to run them around to everybody. Some went in the mail yesterday. And so again, you continue to dribble on people. And those that maybe haven't yet decided to purchase will come again on Saturday. It's open from 10 until 2, and they'll be able to other products and have other demonstrations as well. So it opens the door to giving them other opportunities to learn about Nikan. So, as I said, there were at least 5 people that, to my knowledge, never knew anything about Nikan before the 25th of January.
You know, and those numbers, and that's why I wanted you to share all this, Bill, because we can't argue with numbers. We're not going to get 100%. I know there were people at our home Wednesday night that they may or may not do anything. But we already had people purchase them. It sounds like we're in an audio sound studio with these reverberation that's totally out of my control. So if everybody else can hear that. But if not,
we can't hear it.
Okay, well, good. Then it won't be on the recording. Bill Cottle, Professor Bill Cottle, as I like to refer to you now, has been our guest. And we're talking about using the documentary called The Grounded. Grounded, G GROUNDED. Okay, not The Grounder, not The Grounding, but The Grounded is the title of the documentary. It's on YouTube, or you can order a DVD. Like I said, I just ordered ours, but I would encourage you to watch the trailer. It's there as well, and use it. It's a really fun, simple tool. And just as Nikan started in 1975 with a crazy concept called the MagSep, and putting magnets in your shoes with bumps on them. I mean, if we're not a little bit, kind of that rolled eye, that quirky face, if we're not a real little bit, you know, hesitant to that, then, man, we'll you know, we'd be acceptable to everything. But this concept, this technology, in my opinion, is as extreme as that. But it's real, it's legit. And here's the final thing I want to, and Bill, I'd love to get your 2 cents with on this too, is that as Nikan has always done with research and development, I just saw another grounding sheet, and I don't know why. It was when I ordered the DVD last night on Amazon, and it was priced for $97, but it only had 5% silver in it. Nikan's Kinko Ground, as you can read on the website, is 20% silver.
20%. Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big difference. So to get something that's higher quality, you're going to get better results. Okay? It's like buying a tire that's steel-belted radial versus one that's not. Okay? There's a big difference.
Exactly.
And So our price points at $129, you know, $9, what I call the $129 solution, is very affordable for most people. There's no question about it, and what it can do, and how mobile and how user friendly it is. So I know we've covered a lot, Bill. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Thank you for being a guinea pig and spearheading this, because it's something that's so simple. Everybody can do. You don't have to do a big movie night if you don't want to, but sit down and watch the documentary, but watch it with somebody. Encourage somebody to come over, have tea or coffee or whatever. But connecting with people face to face, the other caveat is, if you're long distance and you can't get together with them, say, you got to watch this for me. It's an hour. Instead of watching something on TV or whatever, watch this. Tell me what you think. And then you're not the crazy person. Bill is, okay? Bill Cotto will always be the crazy person who stands outside in the rain.
It actually wasn't raining, but it was freezing. It was 38 degrees, so in a hard.
So thank you so much, Bill. I know this will be beneficial for people, and I always want to add in here, if you have somebody that you know this information could be helpful for, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, www.SaturdayAMLive.com, and then just go to the quick tab that says 2019 recordings, and you'll see Bill's name there, and this conversation will be posted there. So thank you very much, my good friend, Mr. Professor Bill Cotto. And we never even told anybody, what were you the professor of, Bill?
Of distribution of information. How's that? That's what we do with Nikan consultants.
That's perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Bill.